Coming up on this bonus episode of the podcast Under the Stairs, I will be reviewing the upcoming Blu-ray release of I Am Not a Serial Killer. But before then, it's year four, motherfuckers, and this time, it's war. Warning, the podcast Under the Stairs is not safe for work. We'll feature movie spoilers and language which most listeners may find offensive. Brought to you in conjunction with Legion Podcast Network. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to this bonus episode of the podcast Under the Stairs. I'm your host Duncan McLeish and welcome to the show. On this bonus episode I will be reviewing the upcoming Blu-ray release of I Am Not a Serial Killer, which makes its way to DVD and Blu-ray in the UK on the 28th of February. Very excited for this one. This is a movie that I caught last year and it made my top 20 horror movies of 2016. I think it's absolutely fucking brilliant and I can't wait to do a mini review and talk about some of the special features on the Blu-ray, which was given to me to review a few weeks ago. So very excited for that. But as always, at the start of the show, I like to update you to a couple of things that are happening. So by the time this episode drops, it is very likely that the poll on our Facebook group page will be done, and the Baz, it looks like, pending some sort of weird act of God, will be facing off against the Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise coming this summer. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. I cannot wait for this. This is the one the Baz wanted. He does not know, ladies and gentlemen, he is not like us. He does not know how off the rails that franchise goes yet. But I'm just going to say there could be some classic Baz coming this summer when we face off against it. Speaking of the Baz, some of you guys will know if you're followers on the Facebook page that unfortunately had a bit of bad news last week, kind of tripping into the beginning of this week. A bit of a family tragedy when his father passed away. So we just want to send out all our love to Baz, thoughts with him and his family. And he will be coming back on the podcast soon, but for obvious reasons, he needs a bit of time away. The news was a bit of a shock, so all our thoughts and prayers out to the Baz. And he, like you say, he will return somewhere down the line. But until then, we're going to continue on with the show, keep cracking these out. At the moment, we're putting these out quite regularly. This year, that will eventually slow down as the bonus content kind of dwindles out. And starting Monday, I believe we're back to one episode a week, pending any guests that I might be having on for interviews, etc. And the start of a new horror TV show for the bonus episodes. So, just to let you know, these have been fun though. It's been actually fun putting out more than one show in the week. I thought it'd be a bit more hectic, but it's been fairly rudimentary. And you guys have been I've been consuming it quite a lot. Actually, the download numbers are ridiculous already for this year, and you guys are giving me lots of support and lots of love out there in podcast listener land, so thank you very much for that. The campaigns, I think I said this on the last episode, can't remember now, campaigns for both t-shirts and baseball tops have finished, and I believe that some people have already had confirmation saying that they are now going to print and should be with you within the next week or so. So when they do arrive, please get a photo of yourself wearing either your t-shirt or your baseball top. Get them posted over on the Facebook group page or tag us on Twitter and or Instagram. The details on how to connect with us and all those mediums will come up at the end of the show. But we would love to see you wearing your Baz V Horror t-shirts out and about in the real world. Can't wait to see that. I myself ordered a baseball top and I'll never wear it outside this house for obvious reasons. You don't want to walk around with your face plastered on something. But I can't wait to get mine. Very much looking forward to that. So once again, thank you very much to everyone that purchased one, and those that couldn't purchase one, don't worry, we will be doing more t-shirts as the year goes on. I want to put at least another two t-shirt releases in 2017, and also remember that the posters are coming in the next week or so, so keep your eyes peeled for them as well. Like I said earlier, first 25 will be signed by the Baz and numbered, with the option to have them signed by me as well. And then after that, if those 25 sell out, then the remaining ones that we get printed up to fulfill the orders will be just standard releases. But looking forward to seeing them on people's walls. So fucking strange. And once again, a huge thanks to Joshua Kelly for that fantastic artwork. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Can't wait to do more work with that guy somewhere down the line. And I believe he is still up for coming on for a little interview, which I'm really looking forward to. And funnily enough, he actually, just in the last week, he posted on the Facebook group page his artwork for the very movie I'm going to be talking about, I Am Not a Serial Killer. Which, I thought was fucking brilliant. I think everything Joshua does is brilliant. And he nailed that one. It has such a cool feel to that poster, and I think he really encapsulates a lot of what makes that movie awesome in that picture that he posted. So once again, great work, sir. Always look forward to seeing what you're doing, and look forward to having them on for an interview in the coming weeks to talk about his involvement with the Thing art workbook that he did a submission for. Cannot wait. I think enough waffle at the start of this episode. I did post, funnily enough, to give away some details as to when this was recorded, I did actually post earlier on in the Facebook group page just how thankful I am for the immense positivity that the Podcast Under the Stairs Facebook group page continues to have. Facebook recently has become just, it's like juggling hand grenades while tiptoeing and skipping through a minefield. Like, literally every other post is just the most depressing shit that you've ever read. And some of the group pages now are heading down the same road. And it's kind of put me off. I've said it many times. If I did not have to maintain a Facebook account because of our group page, which I love and would never change in a million years, but if I could get away with being on Facebook purely just for that and not see anything else, I would maybe opt for that. It is just so wholly depressing that people really struggle to see the positivity in anything. And some of the horror pages are going down the same road. This last couple of weeks have just been negative comment after negative comment, and I would like to think, as fans of the genre, we all understand that the genre is meant for everyone and not just ourselves. That is the whole point of horror. Horror is to entertain, to enthrall, to captivate, to scare, to make us think. But first and foremost, you've got to have fucking fun with it. And the amount of negativity that is flying around just now is just soul-destroying. It makes you wonder why anyone would want to be part of a community of horror fans when people just feel the need to comment on every fucking detail. I don't get it. So once again, just coming across and checking out the last couple of hours of posting on the Podcast Under the Stairs Facebook group page reaffirms my belief that it is the greatest Facebook group page out there, and you guys are absolutely fucking amazing. So with all that in mind and getting all that stuff right out of the start of this episode, I'm going to take my first break of this show. When I return, I'm talking about the Blu-ray release of I Am Not a Serial Killer. It comes out in the UK on the 20th of February, and I will be discussing that after you listen to promos for shows that I love and the trailer for the movie. I'll be right back, right after this.
Almost midnight. Enough time for one more story.
They tried to kill us.
You ungodly warlock.
But we just won't stay dead.
What's the matter? You can't hold your liquor, huh?
The Midnight Horror Show. The internet's goriest and raunchiest horror podcast since 2008. Now live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time at tmhsradio.com. Listen on your mobile device with the TuneIn app, search TMHS Radio, or download us at iTunes, Podomatic, or the TMHS Radio page.
Hello, and welcome to Hello, This is the Doom Show. I'm Richard.
And I hate the burning.
Shh, who are you? Speak.
And I'm Brad.
She came in and said, bark, 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 and he said, bark, 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 and she said, bark, 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 bark. That's what I got.
One is the Suspiria boner, the other is the Inferno boner.
Which one is crying? The boner of tears.
Hello, This is the Doomed Show is available on hellodoomedshow.podomatic.com and doomedmoviethon.com.
Hello, hello, this is the Doomed Show, Richard, Brad, Jeffrey, Naffa.
It's the Doomed Show.
Hello,
hello,
this is the Doomed Show, slashes, G.I. Lo and horror.
Todd, I want to send my wife a kiss.
So it's that button, and then...
Oh, good Lord, she's going to be in shock, that's for sure.
John, adolescence can be a difficult time. It's normal to be drawn to death and murder, but you can go too far down that road, too far away from normal.
What do you say, John?
I'm interested in how many times you felt it was necessary to say the word normal.
I have rules to keep me normal and to keep everybody else safe.
When I think about killing a person, I just give them a compliment.
You are a really great guy.
You're a freak.
You have a lot of predictors for serial killer behavior, but you're in control of your own destiny.
John.
Yeah, Mr. Crowley?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, John. I'm so glad to be alive.
Killer has struck, leaving a dead body and a terrified town in his wake.
The last thing he's telling me is his mass murderer.
You guys worried about going out of business?
It's two bodies in a week. It's money in the bank.
The first question of psychological profiling is, what's the killer doing who doesn't absolutely have to?
Well, we're missing a kidney.
What if the person who killed him took it?
Takes the lungs, takes the kidney. What next?
I need to do normal stuff right now. I'm breaking all my rules.
I can't imagine what you must be going through.
I'm on the edge and I'm falling.
Ted Bundy said that after you killed somebody, if you had enough time with them,
shut up! Shut up!
They could be whoever you wanted them to be.
You're weird, man.
And welcome back. So you've just heard the trailer for I Am Not a Serial Killer. Oh, yes. Actually, like, just to jump in, just before we start talking about the movie, I remember when I heard the title for this movie and saw the early artwork for it and was just like, this seems totally up my alley. And then when I found out that Christopher Lloyd was in it, I was like, oh, I cannot fucking wait to see this movie. I did not know at the time that it was actually based on some novels that are out there, a series of novels, which I have not read yet, but it is my intention throughout February to check those bad boys out and get them out of the way, because if they're anything even remotely as captivating as the movie, then I am in like Flynn. But let me give you some information on the movie. Like I say, it gets released in the UK on DVD, Blu-ray and digital HD, according to the press release that I got, on Monday 20th of February 2017. And I'll give you some details about the actual movie. So the movie stars Max Records, he of Where the Wild Things Are and The Sitter fame, Christopher Lloyd, you'd know him from Back to the Future, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, etc, etc, and Clue. I fucking love Clue. No one ever talks about how amazing Clue is. Clue is an amazing movie. Also stars Laura Fraser. She has made appearances in The Missing series 2, Breaking Bad and Talk to Me. Carol Gare. He is from Gravity, the TV show. It is directed by Billy O'Brien. He was the BAFTA-nominated director behind Isolation and Centilia. It was based on Dan Wells' novel Mr. Monster, I Don't Want to Kill You. And the director of photography on this was Robbie Ryan, who is an award-winning director of photography, done such projects as Wuthering Heights, Red Road, Philomena, Slow West, Fish Tank, I, Daniel Blake, and American Honey. Now, the synopsis is listed on the press statement is, John Wayne Cleaver is dangerous and he knows it. He is 16 and he helps his mum and aunt in the family mortuary. John is obsessed with serial killers, but really doesn't want to become one. So for his own sake and the safety of those around him, he lives by a rigid set of rules to keep himself good and normal. When someone starts murdering people in John's small Midwest town, he has to investigate and risk letting his own dark side out in order to stop the killer. But without his rules to keep him in check, he might be more dangerous than the monster he is stalking. As the icy winter tightens its grip on the community, a deadly supernatural game of cat and mouse ensues. So like we see at the start, if you heard the very beginning of the introduction, please be warned, we will be spoiling part of this movie. I'm not going to go into too much spoiler detail at all on it because it's just about to be released. And trust me when I say everyone needs to check it out. But if you really want to go into this movie as blind as possible, without knowing anything, then what I would suggest you do is you hit stop on this show. You purchase the movie when it comes out on the 20th of February, and once you've watched it, come back and listen to what we're talking about in this one. Like I say, I'll try where possible to avoid as much of the spoilers in this movie, because like I really enjoyed this one, really enjoyed this. Even coming back to watch it the second time around, thoroughly enjoyed it. I genuinely think it is just something immensely different in the genre, and in a year, 2016 that was, that had some fantastic, weird, wonderful, and art house and indie horror movies out there, I Am Not a Serial Killer was up near the top of them. It's shot wonderfully, the cinematography is actually fantastic on it. It has a slightly kind of grainy, almost 90s feel. And the location that it's shot on, which I'm assuming is somewhere in Midwest America, it's kind of fantastic because you get this idea of seasons changing, which is wonderful. Sometimes forget that there are areas in America that do have seasons and you don't just have summer all time, every single day. In the UK, trust me when I say we experience all seasons, sometimes all in the same day. But it was kind of cool to see the transition of the story being mirrored in the transition of the weather within the small town. So like it said in the synopsis, we have this young kid, he's 16, he's a bit of a misfit at school, he is bullied, he's seeing a psychiatrist, his psychiatrist is not great, we'll be honest, and he is constantly concerned that he is becoming the thing that he is most fascinated with, which is serial killers. He believes that he may be a serial killer in the making. As such, he tries where possible to bring forth a mask of sanity, which he tries to wear in front of other people, and like the synopsis said, he has these little rules that he tries to live by. If someone tries to pick at him, someone tries to push him, he smiles and says something nice back to them, as opposed to acting out his fantasies. The backdrop of John's struggle with his personality defects, so to speak, and the the kind of changing of the season, we have these killings that are starting to happen, and the police are investigating into them. They're fairly fairly gory, and John, being an avid student of the psychopathology of serial killers, is starting to take a heavy interest, which is seen by some bystanders, including his mother, as warning signs that he may have something to do with this. He starts to suspect the most unlikely of people, and his investigations start to uncover more information as the movie goes on, and then ultimately leads to this kind of showdown of wits and wills between him and the killer. This movie takes a really, really, really interesting turn when it comes to where you think this movie is going to where it actually ends. And I will just throw out a couple of things just now that I think are absolutely fantastic about this movie. One of the things, and I mentioned it just briefly before, is the cinematography, which was conducted by Robbie Ryan. He filmed this all in 16mm, and that's where that kind of grainy feel has kind of permeated throughout. It's just, it feels very indie, but it's shot beautifully, and there's a weird juxtaposition between how beautiful it's shot to how grainy it feels. The kind of small town location really plays into that. It has a kind of weird Fargo-esque feel to it. It is like watching, to me this is like what would happen if something like David Lynch and the Coen brothers birthed a kind of dark horror comedy. It would, you know, kind of fit somewhere in that. There is a kind of retro vibe which is doing the turns just now. Like, see if you are fans of things like Stranger Things, you have the nostalgia for that. This kind of fits in that world, even though it's not necessarily shot during that time period. It has a kind of authentic, like I say, a kind of 90s feel about it, and the soundtrack even encapsulates that as well. If you listen to the opening track by The Family Dog, it has a kind of quirky, indie, grungy vibe going on, which I think completely sums up the movie. But there's this kind of really haunting synth score that comes through, and, you know, some of the instrumentation totally works along with it. I think that the main lead, Max Records, who plays John Wayne Cleaver, is brilliant. I remember seeing his performance in Where the Wild Things Are and not really paying that much attention to it. I really did enjoy that movie, but here he's just coming to his own. He really plays this character authentically, to the point of someone who I believe is struggling socially and really is at one point heavily interested in the macabre, but understands that there is a danger ever present here that he might be blamed for, and only he and his own mind can stop it. Christopher Lloyd, it's great to see him doing something. He's one of these actors that every now and again you forget is still alive, as morbid as that sounds. He was a staple of my childhood. Like, I grew up watching Christopher Lloyd movies and Christopher Lloyd performances, and he's an old man now, and he very much plays into that part as the neighbour across the road who is very ill, is ever kind to Max, Max's character John. But, you know, there's something, it's kind of like a weird, almost like a Rear Window thing happening in this movie, like Hitchcock's Rear Window as well, which I really enjoyed. I think that kind of plays really well. And there are elements in here of the kind of sense of humour that you might find in something like Six Feet Under, or even Dexter to an extent. Like, if you were a fan of Dexter the TV show, it falls within that kind of area as well. Huge props, huge props here to director Billy O'Brien for his use of practical effects. Everything in this movie, to the best of my knowledge anyway, I couldn't see the seams, if there is CGI here is practical. So all the gore, practical. All the bodies, practical. The kind of supernatural element that kind of comes in the kind of third act of the movie is all practical. There's even a bit of puppet work here, which I think is amazing, which leads us quite nicely on to the special features, in which you get to see some of those behind the scenes works for the actual monster shoots, which is exclusive to the Blu-ray, so you need to get the Blu-ray if you want to see some of that. The special features on this DVD is the 2011 test film, which features Max Records when he was only 13, so there you go, this story has been gestating for a while. The test film against the feature film scene comparison in the phone booth, so it's the phone booth scene to basically get Max to, we had Max perform it back in 2011 when he's 13 years old, and they did it during his actual filming of the movie some 4 years later, so which is pretty cool if you ask me. The monster shoot featurette, like I said, is exclusive to the Blu-ray, but you get a couple of deleted scenes as well as storyboards and behind the scenes photos, so actually not a bad amount of special features. No making of, and unfortunately no director commentary, which I don't usually listen to, if I'm honest with my Blu-rays, unless I really love the movie or unless I have a lot of questions that I feel that a commentary would answer. In the case of this one, I would love to have heard Billy O'Brien talk about what prompted him to the source material and how difficult it was to get off the ground, and actually just the process, now that we know that he was doing some test filming footage for it back in 2011. Just to talk about that process from that point up to the release of the movie, I think would have been quite interesting. Maybe a missed opportunity, but nonetheless, still excellent. The movie is rated 15 in the UK, which I think is probably right. Not that I'm a big fan of the rating system in the UK, but there is some colourful language. There is obviously death and gore and viscera and stuff like that, so it probably is best suited to 15, but don't let that put you off. Don't think because it's got a 15 rating it's maybe meant more for kind of the teenage market. I would say that this is an incredibly mature outing, even though some of the humour could be seen as being a bit more juvenile in places. It has a darkness at its heart which very much feels like it has been made for an adult, so I would say that definitely don't let that put you off. I know that sometimes those sort of ratings can, and even put me off to an extent, but I would definitely check that out. I would say about the movie overall, because like I say, I don't really want to get into the spoiler aspect of the movie, I'd say the movie overall is a kind of breath of fresh air. It runs about an hour and 40 long, so slightly longer than your average horror affair, but there is a kind of tone and a forebodingness about it that carries through. And like I said earlier on, the changing of the seasons and the Midwest town really reflect the ominous nature. The colder it gets, the darker the nights get, the more the danger is ramped up. I think that the story really doesn't follow any sort of predictable line, which is what really makes me want to check out the book. I know that some of our listeners in the group page on Facebook had said that they really enjoyed the book and they really enjoyed the movie. What I didn't get the vibe for was how close the book and the movie actually are. So we will wait and see. The movie premiered at South by Southwest last March, ended up getting nominated for 3 British Independent Film Awards, and was the must-see film at the prestigious BFI London Film Festival, which I thought was really, really cool as well. Like, BFI are, they sometimes, I think, pick movies that are deliberately artistic and obscure to remind people that they are, you know, it's the British Film Institute, so we have to encompass things that are artistic. But picking up this sort of, this little genre movie, I think was really cool. I liken some of the feels of the movie, maybe not necessarily the tone of the movie, but the feels of the movie, to something along the lines of It Follows. And I think it's more because it doesn't have any discernible time frame of when it's shot, if that makes sense. I'm fairly sure there's something in there that gives you an indication to what year it's supposed to be, but certainly from my point of view, I never picked it out on my two viewings of the movie. So it kind of reminds me of that a little bit, as well as the vibe that comes along with how it's shot and the nighttime scenes, as well as the score that accompanies it. So yeah, not a lot I can say without spoiling this. I really want to get into the nitty gritty and the guts, so to speak, which is apt for a movie that deals with the sort of subject matter that's in here. It owes a lot to movies of, and this may be a bit of a spoiler, so jump ahead 10 seconds please, it owes a lot to anything that really covers anything to do with the Wendigo. And you'll see that by the end of the movie. So hopefully if you skipped, you are coming back in at this point and you missed that detail that I put in there. I don't think it's a game changer if you did hear it, because it's still worth it going through the journey to check it out. Yeah, like I say, it was one of the more unique films I saw in 2016. It's a ton of fun. It's dark, it's well acted, it's well written, it's well shot, the score is amazing. And yeah, if you have not checked out I Am Not a Serial Killer, and to be honest with you, you may not have had the opportunity to see it. It did play select viewings in 2016 in the UK. Now is the time to jump on board that. I think this is a great addition. I will be buying this movie on Blu-ray, even though I've got a screener. You don't get the, with screeners, to peek behind the curtain, you don't always get the proper packaging. You sometimes just get a screener disc. So I'll be going out and buying this one for sure. Can't wait to add it to my collection. It's just brilliant. It's a really, 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 really good movie. I can't wait to see what Billy O'Brien goes off and does next. He's obviously a fan of the genre. And that's what excites me, is the fact that he is continuing to do stuff within the genre. And that makes me, like I say, excited. I really enjoyed Isolation, which was it's kind of Irish horror movie he did a few years ago. I think it won some awards, if memory serves, at the time. And this one kind of falls right in there as well. So yeah, I Am Not a Serial Killer. My review using podcast Under the Stairs Netflix grades, which is 1, hated it, 2, didn't like it, 3, liked it, 4, really liked it, 5, loved it, is a fantastic 4.5 out of 5. I think it's a great movie. Please, please, please go and check it out. And yeah, thanks very much to the folks over at Fetch Promotions for sending me that. And thanks very much to Bulldog Distribution, who are putting this out in Blu-ray. There are so many horror movies that are coming out, like The Wailing, for example. Our good buddy Michael McCloskey posted on the page that he's had to buy the Blu-ray from abroad because for some reason that movie, only a DVD release in the UK. Hate it when that happens. This is, come on, it does not cost you that much more money to put something out in Blu-ray now, and Blu-ray's the way forward. So I'm very thankful to Bulldog for putting this one out, like I say, on Blu-ray as well as DVD. So just remember, you can buy it on Blu-ray, digital HD and DVD, Monday 20th of February, so a week on Monday essentially. We're just over, like, what's that, it's like 9-10 days away. And it's a high recommend for me. Get it into your collection. And with that, I'm going to take my final break of this show. When I come back, I'm closing it out right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to this bonus episode of the podcast Under the Stairs, where I reviewed without spoilers, which was, ladies and gentlemen, incredibly fucking difficult. The fantastic I Am Not a Serial Killer, which gets released on Blu-ray, DVD and digital HD Monday the 20th of February 2017. So yeah, like I say, can't recommend that one enough. Please go and buy it. We need more movies like this. And I would say if you have the chance to, buy the Blu-ray. Maybe that sends a signal to other distributors that they should put movies like this out on fucking Blu-ray. I don't know what else we have to do in order to make that happen. Seems like for some reason, well, I love companies like that. Oh, well, physical media is dying out, so we'll keep putting it out in a redundant media that people are moving away from and then complain that no one's buying relevant media. Well played, distributors, well played. So yeah, absolutely love that movie, and I'm kind of hoping to do more of these. Certainly I'm trying where possible to get more screeners through. I would always get screeners through for like Arrow films and all the rest, but it's very difficult when doing the show in the past to make some time, and I don't like doing shows myself. But I'm kind of forcing myself to do more of this. So hopefully we'll have more of these and interviews as well. I'd like to start getting more filmmakers, actors, actresses, people in the industry and people from distributing companies on the show to talk about what it is they do in relation to these movies and the journey it takes from camera to screen. So hopefully more of that will come along in 2017. Right, I released a lot of information at the start of this episode, so I'm not going back through it all. Just suffice to say thanks very much to everyone that bought baseball and t-shirts, and hopefully you'll have them soon. Please remember to take photos of yourselves and post them on the Facebook group page, to our Twitter and our Instagram. Also, a reminder that as of Monday, we should be moving back to one episode a week, away from this deluge of episodes which you've had recently, until such times as I get another horror TV show on the go for the bonus episodes, or some more interviews or movie reviews to do in between. A ton of cool stuff coming up, regardless, for the podcast Under the Stairs. So once again, thank you for all your support. There is a myriad of ways to check out the podcast Under the Stairs. If you check us out on iTunes and you're not a subscriber, as a casual listener, I would recommend that you hit subscribe over there. That way you never miss any show that we put out, and you have access to the entire back catalogue of our body of work. You can check us out on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can check us out on SoundCloud. If you are checking us out on any medium which allows you to leave a rating and review, like iTunes for example, please, please, please do that. It takes seconds for you to do it. It doesn't cost you anything. It means the world to us. The more ratings and reviews we get on things like iTunes, if there were 5 stars for example, the higher up the charts we get pushed, the more likely people will check us out while randomly searching through the iTunes charts. You can join our Facebook group, please do that. Our Facebook page, I've said many times, is the thing that I'm most proud about from doing the show. It's facebook.com/groups/tputzcast. The Baz is currently, like I said at the start, he's taking a bit of time away from the show, and rightly so. Once again, our thoughts go out to Baz and his family. So there isn't a lot of activity over on Twitter and on Instagram, but he will be back undertaking those duties. You can check us out on both of them though, on Instagram and on Twitter, at tputzcast. Please visit our website, tputzcast.com. Keep your eyes peeled for those posters, which will be getting announced in the next week or so. First 25 will be signed and numbered by the Baz, with an option to be signed by me, and then all the ones after that will be standard releases. Whew. Thank you very much for checking out this show. Thank you for all the support, especially in this week with the news that we got from Baz. I know for a fact I can speak for him to say that your words touched on quite a bit, and thank you for doing that, folks. Thanks for checking out these bonus episodes as well. I kind of enjoying doing them, so that there will be more of them. And if you are not enjoying them, then you've been very kind not to tell me thus far that you're not enjoying them and you're just skipping on. I can live with that, folks. I can live with that. So I'm going to jump out just now. I'm going to leave yous all. I will be back on Monday with another episode of the podcast Under the Stairs. But until then, wherever you are, whatever you're up to, and whatever time zone it is where you are just now, please, please, please take care of yourselves, and I will speak to you all very soon. This is Duncan McLeish, broadcasting live for Under the Stairs, signing off.